So, Rachel.
Yes.
We're continuing our interview that we were working on now, what, 10 days ago was the first one?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Today is the 27th, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
And so we'll just try to pick up where we left off, talking about things in Roswell. Where you were, what we were talking about last time are things that were around your house in Roswell. Now, you've lived there for about 10 years?
About 10, yes.
Okay. Now, is this, the place where you live is not in downtown Roswell?
No. It's outskirts, I guess. It's almost in Alpharetta. So it's right on the edge of Alpharetta and Roswell.
Okay. But you consider yourself part of the Roswell community and not part of the Alpharetta community?
Yeah, definitely Roswell.
Is there a boundary between them?
It's different. We still live closer to like the Roswell town center area, and if like I was saying I was going to like to like an old downtown area, we kind of call it like the historic area. If I was saying I was going to the historic area, I would mean I was going to historic Roswell, not historic Alpharetta, which I'm not even sure where that is actually. I'm sure I've been through it living in the area, but like I would never go there. That would never be like somewhere I'd go for dinner or for antique shopping or something like that.
Okay. Is that Alpharetta is also north of the river, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And Highway 400 goes up there?
Yes. Georgia 400 goes up through Roswell and Alpharetta, and I don't know what's above us, but something else.
Okay. Are you on the same side of 400 as historic Roswell?
No.
Or you're on the other side?
I'm on the other side of 400, yeah. If when you're getting off 400, it says you're going to Norcross when you're going to my house, I think, but no, you're not. You're going to Roswell still. You don't hit Norcross for a little while, actually.
Do you think people really have a sense of attachment to these communities with different names in that part of Atlanta?
I don't think it's as strong as maybe it is in a smaller southern town, like, you know, not near Atlanta, not near a metro area, because we spend so much time going different places in the area that it doesn't really, you're not really connected essentially to the area except for when you're going to school and things like that, or like the supermarket. You know, I go to a supermarket in Roswell because I'm not going to drive miles away, but then there's a Harry's Farmers Market, like the organic stuff. That's in Alpharetta, I believe, and so I go to Alpharetta for like that, so I'll leave the area for some kind of things that are kind of tied to the community area. But my little brother goes to school in Atlanta, like in Buckhead, so he still doesn't even have the same kind of ties that I did.
Well, tell me about this connection to Atlanta. Do you spend much time going down south to Atlanta?
Yes. My family does, at least. My parents now both work in Perimeter, near Perimeter Mall. So that's like 3 or 4 exits down 400 towards Atlanta. You're just before getting inside the perimeter, the 285 perimeter, so you're actually not in Atlanta, I guess, yet, really. I went down there a lot when I was in, or at least the perimeter area, like, at least to there, because it's a little bit more urban there. The mall's it used to be a little better. Now the North Point Mall in like Roswell Fred is kind of a little swanky, but it used to be that Perimeter was like the nicest mall nearby. And then this past summer when I was living in Roswell with my family, I went every day into downtown by Georgia Tech, because that's where I worked. So I spent a lot of time in that area in Midtown, things like that.
Okay. What are some of the differences between, you know, living up by Roswell and going down to Atlanta? I mean, you mentioned that the mall is down there,
mm-hmm.
and work is down there, but do you think differently about the two places?
Well, one's urban, one's suburban to me, like, even though one's more space. Like, in Roswell, there's much more space. There's shopping plaza centers that are, you know, huge and sprawling and stretched out, and in Atlanta, they're all very compact, and there's always like two-level shopping centers, like the same kind of strip mall places that we have out in Roswell. We never make them two stories because we don't need to. We've got lots of trees to cut down and place to put things. But down there, they have to make them so everything's two stories at least down there.